Clouds are divided into four families according to their height range. There's low clouds, middle clouds, high clouds, and clouds with extensive vertical development. So the first three families of clouds, low, middle, and high, are further classified according to the way they're formed. Clouds that are formed by vertical currents in unstable air are called cumulus clouds, and they have a billowy appearance. Clouds formed by the cooling of a stable air mass are called stratiform clouds or layered clouds, and they are real flat and have a sheet-like appearance. The prefix nimbo or the suffix nimbus means it's a rain cloud. Cumuliform clouds are billowy, stratiform clouds are flat. Steady precipitation, which is small rain droplets, in contrast to showery precipitation preceding a front, is an indication of stratiform clouds with little or no turbulence. High clouds are composed mainly of ice crystals, and they are the least likely to contribute to structural icing. Cumuliform clouds are very interesting clouds because the base of those clouds, which are formed by vertical currents, can be roughly calculated by dividing the difference between the surface temperature and the dew point by 4.4 and multiplying the remainder by 1,000. So the convergence of temperature and dew point is 4.4 degrees Fahrenheit per 1,000 feet. So remember when I said when you cool air to its dew point, it becomes saturated? Well, 4.4 degrees per 1,000 feet is the temperature and dew point lapse rates. So if I asked you, what is the approximate base of the cumulus clouds if the surface air temperature is 70 degrees Fahrenheit and the dew point is 48? So you subtract 48 from 70, and you get 22. You divide 22 by 4.4, and you get 5. You multiply 5 times 1,000, and you get 5,000. 5,000 feet would be the base of the clouds, AGL, under the given conditions. Now here's a little twist. What is the approximate base of the cumulus clouds if the surface air temperature at 1,000 feet MSL is 70 degrees Fahrenheit and the dew point is 48? Same problem, except I asked you if the surface temperature at 1,000 feet MSL is 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, you'd add 1,000 feet to the answer, so the answer would be 6,000 feet MSL.